Let's read together Psalm 90. In this psalm, which is probably the oldest psalm, Moses teaches us how we should consider life in view of its brevity. Psalm 90, beginning with verse 1. Lord, you have been our dwelling place in all generations, before the mountains were brought forth, or ever you had formed the earth and the world. From everlasting to everlasting, you are God. You turn man to destruction and say, "Return, O children of men," for 1,000 years in your sight are like yesterday when it is past, and like a watch in the night. You carry them away like a flood. They are like a sleep. In the morning, they are like grass which grows up. In the morning, it flourishes and grows up. In the evening, it is cut down and withers. For we have been consumed by your anger, and by your wrath we are terrified. You have set our iniquities before you, our secret sins in the light of your countenance. For all our days have passed away in your wrath. We finish our years like a sigh. The days of our lives are 70 years, and if by reason of strength they are 80 years, yet their boast is only labor and sorrow. For it is soon cut off, and we fly away. Who knows the power of your anger? For as the fear of you, so is your wrath. So teach us to number our days, that we may gain a heart of wisdom. Return, O Lord, how long? And have compassion on your servants. O satisfy us early with your mercy, that we may rejoice and be glad all our days. Make us glad according to the days in which you have afflicted us, the years in which we have seen evil. Let your work appear to your servants, and your glory to their children. And let the beauty of the Lord our God be upon us, and establish the work of our hands for us. Yes, establish the work of our hands. Let's begin our study of this psalm, Psalm 90, with some background notes. We see from the title or superscription of this psalm that it was written by Moses and therefore probably the earliest of the psalms. We say probably because in reference to the anonymous psalms, we don't know who wrote all of them and when they were written. The occasion of Psalm 90 was most likely during the wilderness wanderings of the children of Israel. Moses would have observed a lot of people dying in the wilderness during that 40-year period, about 1,000 per week by conservative calculation. That's a lot of funerals in the relatively small confines of the camp of Israel in the wilderness. So this occasion of the psalm gives considerable insight into verses like verse 7. Look at verse 7 once again. For we have been consumed by your anger, and by your wrath we are terrified. And verse 9, for all our days have passed away in your wrath, we finish our years with a sigh. Remember, the children of Israel were dying before their time in the wilderness because of their sin of unbelief and their failure to enter into the land of promise. As Moses reflected on all of these deaths in the wilderness, he wrote this psalm about the shortness of life because of man's frailty and because of man's sin. And that brings us to our doctrinal points for this psalm. Doctrinal point number one, life is short because fallen man is frail. Life is short because fallen man is frail. Verses 1 through 6. The great truth that God is eternal is brought out in the poetic language of verses 1 and 2. Lord, you have been our dwelling place in all generations, before the mountains were brought forth, or ever you had formed the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, you are God. Now in verses 3 through 6, the frailty of man is brought out in great contrast to God who is eternal. Verses 3 through 6 once again. You turn man to destruction or dust and say, "Return, O children of men, for 1,000 years in your sight are like yesterday when it is past, and like a watch in the night. You carry them away like a flood. They are like a sleep. In the morning they are like grass which grows up. In the morning it flourishes and grows up. In the evening it is cut down and withers." Now the point of verse 4 is that God is not bound by time, as man is. To him, 1,000 years is like a day or like a watch in the night, which is only a few hours long. There is no idea in this verse or in 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 8, by the way. You know, 2 Peter 3:8, a day with the Lord is 1,000 years, 1,000 years is a day, right? There's no idea here in verse 4 of Psalm 90 or in 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 8, that with God 1,000 years is a day and that you can substitute 1,000-year blocks of time for any listing of days that you find in Scripture. Talk about bad hermeneutics. No, far be the thought. The point here and in 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 8, is that God is not bound by time as we are, because he is outside of time. In verses 5 and 6, we see that the brevity of human life is likened to short-lived grass that sprouts in the morning, but fades and withers by evening. You carry them away like a flood. They are like a sleep. In the morning, they are grass which grows up. In the evening, it flourishes and grows up. In the evening, it is cut down and withers. Verses 5 and 6. The well-known hymn, O God, Our Help in Ages Past, written by Isaac Watts, was based on this psalm, Psalm 90. Listen while I read the verses of this hymn. O God, our help in ages past, our hope for years to come, our shelter from the stormy blast, and our eternal home. Under the shadow of thy throne, thy saints have dwelt secure. Sufficient is thine arm alone, and our defense is sure. Before the hills in order stood, or earth received her fame, from everlasting thou art God, to endless years the same. 1,000 ages in thy sight are like an evening gone, short as the watch that ends the night before the rising sun. Time, like an ever-rolling stream, bears all its sons away. They fly, forgotten as a dream, dies at the opening day. O God, our help in ages past, our hope for years to come, be thou our guard while life shall last and our eternal home. From the well-known hymn, O God, Our Help in Ages Past, written by Isaac Watts. Life is short because fallen man is frail. Doctrine point number 2. Life is short because fallen man is sinful. Life is short because fallen man is sinful. Verses 7 through 11. The Bible clearly teaches that God is angry concerning sin and that death is the result of sin. The Bible also teaches that life can be shortened because of sin and that there is even disciplinary death for the believer because of sin. This was true in the case of Ananias and Sapphira in Acts chapter 5 and with some of the sinning Corinthian believers in 1 Corinthians chapter 11. And 1 John 5:16 says that there is a sin unto death. And this was the case of the children of Israel in reference to the occasion of Psalm 90, as we've mentioned already. Look once again at verses 7 through 9. For we have been consumed by your anger, and by your wrath we are terrified. You have set our iniquities before you, our secret sins in the light of your countenance. For all our days have passed away in your wrath. We finish our years with a sigh. No sin is hidden from God. And because of sin, even the short lives that we live are filled with labor and sorrow. Would you agree? Look at verse 10. The days of our lives are 70 years. And if by reason of strength they are 80 years, yet their boast is only labor and sorrow, for it is soon cut off and we fly away. If people only knew the intensity of God's wrath against sin, they would show more reverence to the Lord. That's the essential meaning of verse 11. Who knows the power of your anger? For as the fear of you, so is your wrath. How thankful we should be that God in his grace has provided salvation from sin and its effects, and in our short lives, we can receive eternal life through faith in Christ. Life is short because fallen man is sinful. Now, what about practical application from Psalm 90? Practical application number 1. Let us number our days. Let us number our days. Verse 12. So teach us to number our days, that we may gain a heart of wisdom. In view of the fact that life is short, we should set our priorities in line with the teaching of God's word and use our time wisely. We've all heard the expression, we get too soon old and too late smart. Now, that's not a verse in the Bible, but it is a biblical truth, and it's taught right here in Psalm 90, verse 12. So teach us to number our days, that we may gain a heart of wisdom. Well, how are we doing? Are we numbering our days? No one here this morning knows how many days he or she has left here on this earth. But all of us can be sure that, relatively speaking, life is short. Verse 10, the days of our lives are 70 years, and if by reason of strength, they are 80 years. Yet their boast is only labor and sorrow, for it is soon cut off and we fly away. So the days of our lives are 70 years. Some of you here this morning have already beaten the law of averages. Praise the Lord. I'm right at the border. I turned 70 this past April. I'm hoping the Lord gives me enough days to finish preaching on every verse in the Bible for our website, growingchristians.org. Setting biblical goals and promoting projects for the Lord and using your free time to serve the Lord is all part of this exhortation from Psalm 90. So let us number our days. And practical application number two, let us enjoy God's loving kindness. Let us enjoy God's loving kindness. Verses 13 through 17. Return, O Lord, how long? And have compassion on your servants. O satisfy us early with your mercy, that we may rejoice and be glad all our days. Make us glad according to the days in which you have afflicted us, the years in which we have seen evil. Let your work appear to your servants and your glory to their children. And let the beauty of the Lord our God be upon us, and establish the work of our hands for us. Yes, establish the work of our hands. The point of these verses is that even though life is short because of sin and all of its consequences, we can appreciate and enjoy the goodness of God in everyday life. Loving kindness, in verse 14, is God's steadfast and unfailing and loyal love. As believers, we can sing for joy all our days because of God's loving kindness, even though there are problems and discipline. Verses 14 and 15. And if we look, we can see God's majestic hand at work all around us. Verse 16. Let your work appear to your servants and your glory to their children. Let me ask you, have you seen God at work this past week in your situation and surroundings? Verse 17 teaches us that even in our work, which may not be that exciting or pleasant, we can experience the Lord's blessing. So let us enjoy God's loving kindness.